You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is related to one of the central virtues within Islam. Perhaps one could say that it is, in fact, the most central virtue within Islam. I am speaking, of course, of the characteristic of God-wariness, or taqwa. As you know, the Quran lays great emphasis on taqwa, and in some verses of the Holy Quran, we read that taqwa is the source of dignity and nobleness. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, God says the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female and made you nations and tribes, that you may identify with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary among you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. So this verse, it designates piety and God-wariness as the central virtue within Islam, which is the criterion for all superiority and all nobility. And in one beautiful hadith of the Prophet has been narrated as having said, pay more attention to performing deeds with God-wariness than deeds without it, for action with God-wariness is never considered little. And how can an accepted action be little? For Allah has said, Allah accepts only from the God-wary. Now, today in this session of The Key, we're going to be asking, what are the characteristics of the God-wary, and how can we identify if we are really God-wary or not? In order to answer this question, we can take recourse to the Quran and the Hadith, but today we're going to be looking at the Hadith in particular. In a very lengthy Hadith, it has been narrated that Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following. Imam Baqir said, the God-wary people have the simplest of expenditures in this world, but are the most helpful to you with their provisions. You only have to mention and they help you. And if you forget your needs, they remind you. They inform of Allah's commands, guardians over Allah's commands. They have confined their love to loving their Lord. They feel estranged in the world in obedience to their ruler. They look at Allah and His love with their hearts. And they know that He is the ultimate goal because of the magnitude of His rank. These are some of the characteristics of the God-wary. First of all, they're helping others. They're informing people of Allah's commands. The love they have for Allah. And their obedience to Him. They're setting his ordinances as the highest of their goals. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the God-wary and the pious, meaning the muttaqin, in the light of the Quran and the Hadith of the Infallibles, alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.